making our problems bigger. Judges 15:1-6.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
But after a while, in the time of wheat harvest, Samson visited his wife with a young goat. He said, "I will go into my wife's room." But her father wouldn't allow him to go in. Her father said, "I most certainly thought that you utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to your companion. Isn't her younger sister more beautiful than she? Please take her instead." Samson said to them, "This time I will be blameless in the case of the Philistines when I harm them." Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took torches and turned tail to tail and put a torch in the middle between every two tails. Then, when he had set the torches on fire, he let them go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burned up both the shocks and the standing grain and also the olive groves. Then the Philistines said, "Who has done this?" They said, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion." The Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire. When we try to do things without God, we can exert a lot of strength but not accomplish what we desire. Samson was obviously a very strong and capable man. Here we read that he went back to his wife, only to find his father-in-law had given her to his friend. Then Samson said a very interesting thing. He declared that he will be blameless in what he does to the Philistines this time. The problem is that we aren't the ones to say what is blameless. I don't think that Samson was blameless when he tied 300 foxes together by the tail and lit torches tied to them. God did accomplish his wrath against the Philistines, however, as the foxes burned their crops. Remember that the reason that Samson's wife did what she did was because the Philistines threatened to burn her and her father. They ended up doing it after all. What a horrible story. It appears that the longer Samson lived the way his passions guided him, the more trouble he got into. Even though he was strong enough to find 300 foxes and tie them up, taking revenge wasn't making his life better. He ended up without a wife and an even bigger desire to harm the Philistines. Notice that God doesn't have to do much for us to get what we deserve. We usually make things worse for ourselves. What is really amazing is when we get good from God that we don't deserve. God wants to give us good. If we turn away from our own way and start following His, things get better for us as we allow God to fight for us. Thankfully, God will keep fighting for us even when we are not listening to Him.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.